Officials with the top-level interagency fire management team that assumed command of the Hundred Mile Creek fire on Wednesday say firefighters have contained about 5% of the 21,000-acre wildfire burning west of the Delta River. Spokesman Pete Buist says that's partly because of cooler weather and intermittent showers that have set in since the weekend, and because of a surge in firefighters, totaling about 400 now, and equipment, including aircraft, over the past few days. Buist says those resources may be tested today if high winds forecast for the area materialize, especially if they're like those that whipped up the wildfire Saturday, growing the fire exponentially and kicking up a towering smoke cloud that descended on Delta Sunday.
We're always concerned with weather that can affect a fire, and wind is obviously a big one, particularly here where we have a south wind screaming through Isabel Pass. That's why the fire moved the way it did here a few days ago.
But for the most part, Buist and the other officials with the Type 1 Incident Management Team gave a generally upbeat assessment of their suppression efforts. They told the dozen or so people at the community meeting in Delta on Wednesday evening that they're confident the fire won't threaten Whitestone Farms, a faith-based community of about 100 west of the river at Big Delta. Buist says that's because of all the resources poured into the fire, especially along the northern perimeter, and because the 2013 Mississippi fire burned off most of the vegetation in the area between Whitestone and the 100 Mile Creek fire.
Whitestone is obviously on our radar, but from a fire danger standpoint, this fire would have to burn through the burn scar of the Mississippi fire from last year, where there's almost no burnable fuel left.
But Buist says Delta area residents are probably just going to have to put up with smoke on and off throughout the rest of the summer, because once the 100 Mile Creek fire is contained, hot spots will most likely continue to pop up and smolder over the next few months. And he says Army officials have said they'll let those hot spots burn as long as they don't threaten Army facilities or private property adjacent to the training ranges. Delta City Councilwoman Audrey Brown, who sat in on the meeting, says the briefing made her feel at least somewhat better about the short-term prospects of the area's air quality.
I feel a little reassured that the heavy smoke that we had come in Sunday night probably won't reoccur unless there's a big wind shift.
Incident management team officials say they'll schedule another meeting for Friday if area residents say they'd like another update. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.